Okay. This next set. You know, I've had so many people on my mind these last, I guess, 3 weeks. 3.5 weeks, however long all this has been going on. And there was so much music I wanted to share with you today. So many artists. And some of the artists I wanted to share with you because I've tried so hard to make them, I guess, a part of your musical consciousness over the years. Because they so deserve to be heard. They are so, such wonderful, wonderful writers. And they have, a lot of them have voices that we need to hear. So on this set, that's part of my purpose. And the other purpose is simply to play some music for my friend in Texas.
The latest store in town. at the Indian skin you wore. Ooh, Angelina, ooh, did you have to go so far? In 7 weeks I have not found you, and it's snowing on the mountain. Waiting at the railroad station, I didn't mean to make you cry, but the conductor said to me, oh, we'd all be left behind. And you know I couldn't have bought the tickets if they'd have cost a dollar more. But when I left and turned around to take your hand, you were gone. Oh, Angelina, ooh, did you have to go so far? 7 weeks I have not found you, and it's snowing on the mountain. In 7 weeks I have not found you, and it's snowing on the mountain.
You're listening to WFIT Melbourne, HD1.
I'll hear to that one woman in my life.
Silence of a new day beginning is heard in a small Texas town, like a signal from nowhere. The people who live there, they're up and they're moving around, 'cause there's bacon to fry and there's biscuits to bake on the stove that the Salvation Army won't take. You open the windows and you turn on the fan, 'cause it's hotter than hell when the sun hits the land. Now Walter and Fanny lay on the grocery that sells most all that you need. They've been up and working since early this morning. They got the whole village to feed. They put out fresh eggs, they throw bad ones away. It rotted because of the heat yesterday. The store's all dark so you can't see the flies that settle on round steak and last Monday's pies. Drugstore and the cafe, they're open. And the coffee is bubbling hot. And all the folks that ain't working gonna sit there till sundown and talk about what they ain't got. Someone just blew a clutch in the old pickup truck. Seems like they've been riding on a streak of bad luck. The doctor bills came and the well has gone dry. Seems their grown kids don't care whether they live or die. Well, the last time I remember, the train stopping at the depot was when me and my Aunt Vita, we came a-riding back from Waco. Well, I remember I was a-wearing my long pants and we was sharing conversation with a man who sold ballpoint pens and paper. Stopped once in Clifton, where my aunt bought me some ice cream. And my mom was there to meet us when the train pulled into Cop Road. And our kids at night, they break window lights and the sounds of trains only remains in the memory of the ones like me. I've turned my backs on the splintered cracks in the walls that stand on the railroad land where we used to play, and then I run away from the depot man. I remember me and brother, we used to run down to the depot just to listen to the whistle blow when the train pulled into Cop Road. Engines began shining, black as coal that fed the fire. The engineer, he'd smile and say, howdy, how you folks? And people by the windows playing cards and reading papers seemed as far away to us as next summer school vacation. The great window lights and the sounds of trains only remains in the memory of the ones like me who have turned their backs on the splintered cracks in the walls that stand on the railroad land where we used to play, and then run away from the depot man. From the depot man. Mary Martin was a schoolgirl, just 17 or so. When she married Billy Archer about 14 years ago, not even out of high school, folks said it wouldn't last. But when you grow up in the country, you grow up mighty fast. They married in a hurry, in March when school was out. Folks said that she was pregnant, and you just wait and you'll find out. It came about that winter, one gray November morn, the first of many more to come, a baby boy was born. And cattle is their game, and Archer is the name they give to the acres that they own. Well, if the grasses don't run dry, Mary will have fun. Now Billy kept what cattle his daddy could afford, as he went bouncing across the cactus in a 1954. But the cows were sick and skinny and the weeds was all that grew. But Billy kept the place alive, the only thing he knew. And Mary cooked the supper, and Mary scrubbed the clothes, and Mary busted horses, and she blew the baby's nose. And Mary and a shotgun kept the rattlesnakes away. How she kept on smiling, no one could ever say. And cattle is their game, and Archer is the name they give to the acres that they don't run dry, and the newborn calves, they don't die. Another year from Mary will have flown. Another year from Mary will have flown. 1857 was a curse upon the land. No one in Bosque County could give old Bill a helping hand. The ground was cracked and broken, and the truck was out of gas. And cows can't feed on prickly pear instead of growing grass. Well, the weather got the water, and a snake bite took a child. Took the hay that Bill had piled. The mortgage got the money, and the screwworm got the cows. The years have come for Mary, she's waiting for them now. And cattle is their game, and Archer is the name they give to the acres that they own. But the grasses don't run dry, and the new from Mary will have flown. The 6 o'clock silence of a new day beginning is heard in a small Texas town. Like a signal from nowhere, the people who live there, up and they're moving around. There's bacon to fry, and there's biscuits to bake on the stove that the Salvation Army won't take. You open the windows and you turn on the fan, 'cause it's hotter than hell when the sun hits the land.
Alrighty. Not written by him, but beautifully, beautifully done. Lyle Lovett with the full Texas Trilogy. By the way, Lyle Lovett, you may want to look this up on the internet. In August, I don't remember the date, but Rosemary got tickets for us at the, I guess it's called the Florida Theater in Jacksonville. It's an excellent, excellent venue. Lyle Lovett is in concert for the first time in years with his large band. And I'll tell you what. If you've never seen Lyle Lovett with his large band, which is, you remember kind of how it started in the beginning, you really do owe it to yourself. You truly, truly do. All right, a couple things. A reminder, even though I can't deal with the phones this morning, all of your messages are absolutely getting to me. And I say that with deep gratitude and great thankfulness to each of you. All of your messages on Facebook, Fred is relaying those to me. And so I guess the only way to say it is all of your messages are being held in my heart. So please don't think that because you can't talk to me that they're being ignored. The other thing I want to do without fail is I want to send out a really, really special good morning to Terry Wright today. And I hope, Terry, that you know the depth of my gratitude for 20 years here and how much you came to mean to me as a human being. All right, next up, another one of those people I never want you to forget, and you've heard me say it of some artists. If you don't have his work in your personal private library, my friends, your library is not complete. Here's Tom Russell.
Mm-hmm. Harry Truman was the president. When I was born, Harry was the president. Harry S. Truman was the president. A loaf of bread cost 10 cents. When I was born, Harry was the president. When I was born, they thought I was gonna die. Stomach trouble. Daddy took to drinking and my mama, she began to cry. Yeah, Hoagie sang old Buttermilk Sky. The year was 1945. When I was born, they thought I was gonna die. Modern love, modern art. You grow up, then you fall apart. You fall apart, then they put you back together. Now Hoagie's singing stormy weather. Now you got a wife and kids to feed. They all got different wants and needs. And there's two damn things that'll break your heart. I went to school, and the nuns, they hit me with their golden rule. They said the communists were on their way. We knelt beneath our desks and prayed. We spent our dimes on pagan babies too. Then in 1964 the Beatles came. Yeah, I snuck in the Hollywood Bowl right up on stage. And that's where I saw Bob Dylan's show, when he sang Desolation Row. And somehow I was never quite the same. Modern love, modern art. You grow up, then you fall apart. You fall apart, then they put you back together. Now Hoagie's singing stormy weather. Now you got a wife and kids to feed. They all got different wants and needs. And there's two damn things that'll break your heart. Modern love and modern art.
I'll play it.
In 1971, I formed a band. Eight sets a night upon the Skid Row stand, singing Hank and Lefty, Buck and Merle, to Indians and topless girls. That's where my education soon began. Now I make up songs, some's real and some's pretend. But my sister says my songs need happy ends. Yeah, we'll all live happily ever after. Nan, that'll be the final chapter. Don't know if that's for real or that's pretend. Modern love, modern art. You grow up and then you fall apart. You fall apart, then they put you back together. Now I hope you sing stormy weather. Then you got a wife and kids to feed. They've all got different wants and needs. And there's two damn things that'll break your heart. When I was born, Harry Truman was the president. When I was born, Harry Truman was the president. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that was the end. Sorry.
The trains used to run all across Mexico, way down through the Yucatan, wherever in hell you know. It was down in San Cristobal that I first heard the sound. Nina's voice on the jukebox, spinning darkly around. And I was so lost down there, out of love and walking alone.
but walking beside me was Nina Simone. Tonight in my dressing room, the tea kettle rattled, water pipes dripping down on a plate of Spanish apples. And outside in the freight yard, the trains they rattle and moan. It's just Hank Williams talking to Nina Simone. Yeah, we've all been to hell and come back, where love cut us right down to the bone. But walking beside us was Nina Simone. I've driven your highways and back roads. I rode the great dog through the snow and the sleet and hail, through the sunlight and through the fall. I've heard the ravens call with their little raw saxophone. But the darkest of ravens was Nina Simone. Yeah, we've all been to hell and come back, where love cut us right down to the bone. But walking beside us was Nina Simone. The trains used to run all across Mexico.
Shine like a rainbow. Baby, if you were a train star, that conductor would sing low. You were a raindrop, you'd be falling, you'd be calling home. Hotel, honey, you'd be a grand one. But if you hit a slow spell, do you think you could stand one? If you were a hotel, I'd lean on your doorbell, I'd call you my home. If I was a highway, I'd stretch alongside you, I'd help you pass byways that have dissatisfied you. If I was a highway, I'd be stretching, I'd be fetching you home. You'd be a sad one,
you'd be a sad
one. I'd give you a true word, but you've already had one. If you were a bluebird, you'd be crying, you'd be flying home. Butch Hancock.
All righty. Ah, just such a beautiful, beautiful tune. Written by Butch Hancock, who sadly never records anything anymore. And from Joey Lee's great album, Live at Liberty Lunch, when you heard them doing it together. Joe Ely's one of those people. You got to trust me on this. Absolutely belongs in your personal private library. Before that, two from Tom Russell. From Blood and Candle Smoke. Song about my queen, Nina Simone. And before that, title cut from his album, Modern Art. The man you've heard me say many times over the years, could have been a novelist, a film writer, whatever he wanted. By request. And to the person that requested this, please know it is my absolute and pure pleasure to share this with you. Come on.
songs from a guitar. Just a soul crying up the line. Through all the broken dreams and vanished years, ever been. Stella Blue. Just a dream.
Play some Eric just for the Switchblade Queen. from, correctly titled, Layla and Other Love Songs. What was at the time one of Clapton's signature tunes. And have you ever loved a woman? By God, I have. I hope you have too. All right, my friends. Whew. It's time I hit the road. I'm going to leave you with four songs today. And I hope you'll hang around long enough to listen to them. I think three of them you probably know. But they are important, which is why I always made them peace blessing songs. The fourth is purely personal for me. But I have always known that if there were ever a last song played for me, this would be it. And it's just so beautiful. No. That I leave full of gratitude and love, and that each of you forever will be in my heart. I'm a Sandman. Thank you for the last time.
that makes green edge, it will grow, grow, grow. Sing a lullaby beside the water. Lovers come and go, the river.
Hi, Jack. This is Carrie Newcomer. And I've been told that my song, I Heard an Owl, has struck a chord with you and that you've used it as a peace blessing at the end of your wonderful show. Thank you for the beautiful spirit you've sent out from this station and into the hearts of so many appreciative listeners. And yes, the only peace this world will know can only come from love. Can only come from love. Thank you, Jack. I stood naked and bewildered at the evil people do. And up upon the hill there is a terrible sign that tells the story of what darkness waits if we leave the light behind. So don't tell me hate is ever right or God's will. These are the wheels we put in motion, ourselves, and the whole world weeps, and this weeping still. Shake and I still believe the best of what we all can be, and the only peace this world will know can only come from love. Voice that's calling out across the great divide, and I am only just one person who feels they have to try, and the questions fall like trees of dust and rise like prayers above, but the only word is courage and the only answer love. So don't tell me hate is ever right or God's will. These are the wheels we put in motion, ourselves, and the whole world weeps and is weeping still. Shake and I still believe the best of what we all can be, and the only peace this world will know can only come from love. Light every candle that you can We need some light to see in these days of deepest loss. Treat each other tenderly, and the arms of God will gather in each sparrow that falls, but makes no separation, just fiercely loves us all. So don't tell me hate is ever right or God's will. These are the wheels we put in motion, ourselves, and the whole world weeps, and this weeping still. Shake, and I still believe the best of what we all can be, and the only peace this world will know can only come from love. So don't tell me hate is ever right or God's will. These are the wheels we put in motion, ourselves, and the whole world weeps, and is weeping still. Shake, and I still believe the best of what we all can be, and the only peace this world will know can only come from love. Can only come from love. Can only come from love.